New to SiriusXM's Fantasy Football Channel. It's the Jim Florentine Show. Putting the fun back in fantasy football.
Nothing exciting about fantasy football. It's fucking guys in khakis and button downs watching football. They bring their laptops to a fucking sports bar to come over. Who just scored that touchdown? I go, why? I got him on my team. Fuck you. Go in the ladies' room and take a piss.
It's Jim Florentine and your calls, talking everything fantasy football.
Hey, Jim, what's the best way to keep up with your team while the game is on?
Nobody watches fucking football with a laptop open. Nobody. You have a fucking case of beer and some sandwiches, and you're talking about fucking getting a hand job from a stripper in the door in a commercial
from the night before.
Hey, man, you know all your listeners love fantasy football?
All right, I don't give a shit. No fucking manly men play fantasy football.
We aren't even sure why we hired him. It seems counterproductive.
And we're going to open our fucking laptops and our iPads, and we're going to have a draft. Who are you going to take? How about taking in the ass, you fucking homos, with your fucking fantasy football? It's just nerdness.
The Jim Florentine Show on SiriusXM's Fantasy Football Channel.
Go in the ladies' room and take a piss.
Hold it now. Come on, come on.
Looking good.
No, but that's John Travolta. I'm saying these are just
It's more hypothetical fucking scenarios that involve gayness and what, survival. Like, instead of money, it's, well, how would you live?
I just like situational stuff. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Did, I don't think I've ever told you about this guy. When I used to work at the rec, DP Recreation Department.
And you were a rec.
No, I am now. I wasn't then.
Really?
No. Either way, it doesn't matter. This guy, Mark Lubera, I used to work with.
Oh!
He turned 50. I remember, I think when I was like 22, so the guy's like in his mid-50s now. Maybe almost about to be 60. And I used to, like, everybody worked from 7 to 3:30, Monday through Friday. Okay? But I'd change my schedule and work Tuesday and Wednesday night and Saturday day. Just so I could work with this guy, because he was cool. Like, he was a cool dude. Like, he worked for Lancaster Rec, and he was like a conservationist. Like, he like set up trails and shit, and like cut down trees.
Yeah.
And like, I just started working with him. Like, yeah, this guy's cool. Like, he always had like that fatherly advice kind of stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He was that guy, and he'd always tell me about his son, and like I talked to him about it. His son comes back. And he's a fire jumper, okay? Which, again, I stole this from Jay Moore because they talked about it. But this guy is a fire jumper, which means when, like, you know, like Santa Clarita's on fire.
Yeah.
He, like, goes in a plane and, like, parachutes out into the fire. And he starts another ring of fire, okay?
Yeah.
Around the big fire and burns everything so that it can't burn anymore.
Yeah.
All right, and they give him this tent that like can hold up to like 2,000 degrees of heat. So if he ever like if the fire ever comes that close, he has to go into the tent and zip himself up. And if the fire comes around him, it just does.
Wouldn't you cook inside of it?
And you have to kind of hope that you don't.
Wouldn't just the heat cook you in the fucking
but
tent?
But it's a preventative tent. Whatever it's made out of is some kind of Teflon bullshit, whatever the tent is made out of. Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah, he showed it to me. And it's like light as balls, too. It's like paper.
Yeah.
But like whatever material, whatever space age material it's made out of, like keeps you from burning. But like think about that fucking job. I mean, like.
I wonder if it pays a fuckload.
Oh, I'm sure. Oh, yeah. I'm sure it paid great. But I'm saying, like, what if you just mess up one time and you got to get in this damn thing? Like, you don't know if you're getting burnt up or if someone's coming to get you. And he said one time he had to.
Oh, really?
And, like, they actually had to, like, they tied it up and pulled it out with, like, one of those helicopters.
Holy shit.
Like, the whole thing. Like, he was just in the air, in the tent.
Wow. That's pretty intense. Oh, my sweet Lord.
Yeah. So, anyways, sorry. I just thought that was like an odd job.
I never heard of that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I can't believe no one's made a movie like, fuck, Stallone.
I think
is a fire jumper.
Didn't they on Entourage? Did they try to make like a...
I don't know.
I thought they did.
It might have been the later seasons that I missed.
You fire a jumper, you jump right into it.
People are smacking themselves. I'm telling you, there's a movie, like a Seagal movie or something, about that exactly.
Yeah, like karate fights the fire.
I'm telling you, what they do is they go in honestly, in like where like the perimeter of the fire is. They start everything else on fire around it, but they contain it.
You already said this.
But what I'm saying is so that it's already.
Yeah, I understand. So it has nothing to burn. It like makes and it
that's,
collapse.
That's, I mean, that's how they all the wildfires out here. Sorry, Buffalo listeners, because we don't have wildfires back in Buffalo the way we do out here.
Just in your pants.
But we have one, like what? We have a wildfire out here like every couple months? Well, it's weird.
Well, not really near us. Somewhere in the state, yeah. But not in this area. Well,
I mean,
so not much.
Near us. I mean, it'll be fucking Topanga Canyon or Santa Clarita. I mean, it's like a couple miles away.
I haven't heard of any bad ones. There was that little one over there on the Sepulveda last week, but they got that down pretty quick. Still, that's the first one I've seen where I was actually able to see it in like a while.
It might have been 2 years ago then. That like we were at the old apartment.
There seems like there's one good one a year.
Yeah.
That's anywhere near us where we can actually see it.
It was probably it was probably 3 years ago at the old apartment on Victory, and I went up on the roof because everyone was saying like, "Hey, there's a fire," and there's
that
like,
was fucking awesome.
And that's when it looked like Mordor. Yeah. It looked like Lord of the Rings. Like yeah. It was coming
it was
right
glowy.
At us.
It's fucking awesome. Yeah,
it was cool. Like all around us. It was ridiculous the way that looked.
Yeah,
that's something you don't get like in other places.
That
man.
Was that was fucking rad.
That was sick. And like the pictures just don't. You just can't take a picture that good because it's at night. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. If you see that, you're like, holy shit.
It looks like a fucking fire snake going through the hills.
It's crazy. Oh, like,
fucking snake.
What a fucking. Yo, I catch one of those fire snakes. Diplodocus mellitus. you talked to him lately?
No. I should. I haven't talked to my mom. I haven't, like, talked to anyone in my fucking family in, like, weeks. It's fucking pretty bad.
Is there any reason? I haven't talked
to I've talked to my fucking dad in probably 2 months. I don't think since July is the last
time. Like even a word.
Nothing, yeah. The text doesn't text, nothing. My fucking dad doesn't give a shit. He's just like fucking whatever.
Yeah, but you had said even on the show that like he admitted to you one time like he really wished you didn't have kids.
Oh, that wasn't that bad. 9-7 is the last one I got from him.
Oh.
And I sent it to him. He didn't send it to me. The last one he actually just sent to me out of nowhere was fucking I don't know what.
Does that really bother you?
I mean, it fucking doesn't make me happy. It's kind of fucking shitty. Like,
I'm saying when you hear other people, like, what you know, I talk to my dad a couple times a week. Like,
oh yeah, it doesn't bother me. I'm not envious of the other people, but it's fucking. It's not. It's faggot.
Luke's yelling because I always give him a coaster to put stuff on the coffee table with.
And then look, you got this in the meantime. Somebody burned it with a fucking cigarette. Faggot.
No, I lit my cock on fire and slapped it against the table.
Wow, is that an actual size right there?
No, it wasn't. That was. You know what this is actually from? Huh. This remember that fat bitch Danielle used to hang out?
Yeah.
That Filipino with a pear shape to her? She brought a hookah to the house the one time and like one of the coals popped out and that's what it did. Yeah.
Yeah. That was a long time ago. We had this table a long time, dude.
A long time ago.
A lot of jobs.
I got it back
no
in 94.
For this, man.
What man, so you haven't talked to your mom either?
Not in like a week or two.
Who do you, when you contact anybody from your family, is it your brother, your mom, your dad? Who do you talk to? Probably your mom,
my
right?
My mom the most.
What about your sister?
Never.
Who you talk to more, your dad or your sister?
My dad.
Wow.
My sister, I never fucking hear from. She didn't talk. She didn't do anything. She's completely just anti-social.
Who do you hear more from? Marcus McIntyre, new white dad, or real dad?
Oh, real dad.
Okay.
But it's still not, you know, as much as like a fucking dad. And the kids should talk. It's pretty fucking sparse. This is ridiculous.
You think he's kind of like, not played you guys off, but just like, they're adults. Like,
I think so.
They kind of get their
compassion
own
and emotionalness does not run strong in my fucking family. No one really gives a fuck.
On your dad's side or your mom's side?
Both, but really on my dad's side. Really
well, it seems like your
mom. I told you when my Uncle Jimmy died, I think last year or 2 years ago, my fucking grandpa, I think he was the oldest. I think it was his first fucking kid. And he hated him so much, well, because he was a biker and he was a fucking bad dude and shit, but he fucking died. I don't think he'd seen him in a long time, in years. At least 10 fucking years.
Did he live in Buffalo, or?
He bounced around the state. He lived kind of all over the place, but he was kind of like a drifter and shit. But
I bet he lived in Gowanda.
He might have, I don't know. It was hard to keep track of. He was all over the place. But he died, and the first thing my grandpa asked the preacher was, he goes, how long is this going to take? Because he wanted to get home. So
is your grandpa still alive?
Oh, yeah.
He sounds awesome, by the way.
Still walking. He wasn't. He was all right to like. He was just a very stoic.
Obviously, it's your dad's dad because your mom's dad had passed away.
Yeah, yeah. He still has a full head of hair. And the guy's like, fucking. He's like, from Pawn Stars, still got all my hair, son.
What grandparents were you closer with?
Oh, my mom's side. My dad's side. I saw a couple times a fucking year. That was it.
Well,
my grandma was over fucking my house almost every day.
Yeah, I guess. Well, I just because I grew up so differently because, like, you know, the area where I lived.
Yeah.
And my dad's parents lived on Canton Street.
Yeah.
And my grandmother lived on A Street, so I could walk to all their houses.
Yeah. Now they live way the fuck over and cheat the walk, anyways.
They used to watch me all the time. And, like, I grew up with my grandparents. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. I did it with my mom's grandparents, yeah.
That was the grandfather who lived with you, right?
In the end, yeah, he ended up living with my mom at Ford and just shitting his pants on a fucking daily basis. That's why I listen to all Jim Brewer stories.
Was he a bad dude, or was he kind of cool?
You said
he was sort of off, right?
Yeah, he was a nice guy. He was.
What about your grandma on that side? Your mom's mom?
No, she was cool. She was sharp. I don't know what the fuck she did with my mom. Was.
What happened to her? She just passed away? Or?
Yeah, she got cancer and croaked.
Oh, that sucks.
She smoked all life. It was pretty sudden, too. Like, she got diagnosed, she was dead, like, within a year.
Wow.
She, like, went to the doctor, that's like, oh, you got, like, brain, lungs. She had, like, fucking five different cancers. Like, oh, well, that's not going to be good. That sucks. Yeah, it was okay.
Well, she seems like a nice person, though.
No, she was. Yeah, she was great. The one on my dad's side was like, she was super nice to us, but then you heard about when they grew up and they were like fucking disciplinarian, like psychos on my dad's side. They were fucking bad, yeah. But I thought my dad's
like, side. Real, like Christian, like.
No. Just they were very fucking like, they just didn't like kids. They had eight or nine kids or something, but they hated kids and were just terrible to them and like, didn't like want them to do anything.
My grandfather, he wouldn't hold me for a year and a half on my dad's side.
Really?
He was so, and it wasn't, I don't think because he hated me, but I just think what my parents said was he was nervous. Like, he just didn't want to hold me. He didn't want to hurt me. He didn't want to drop me or anything. Like, he wouldn't come near me. Like, he was, like, so, like, afraid.
That's weird.
Yeah.
We're Mr. Glass? What the fuck?
I don't know. He was just, I was, like, the first, you know? So, like, he wouldn't go near me or my cousin, and then go 7 years in the future, and we're staying on the floor at his house, myself and my cousin, watching a Bills Raiders game. And, like, we're kind of like, whatever he says, we're imitating. He goes, shut the fuck up! That's what he says to us. And that's all we have. And then we had to eat Cheerios in the morning with a little bit of sugar on them. You ever have that?
No.
Cheerios? Is that some Polish shit?
I guess. I hated fucking Cheerios.
It was just Cheerios milk. I'm
cheery about them.
Cheerios and milk with a little bit of sugar.
You know what's fucked up is that Count Chocolate, none of the General Mills monsters made it. I don't think they made it past the fucking Mason-Dixon line. No one out there even knows what I'm talking about.
There's no Blueberry.
I've never seen them. Yeah, no Frankenstein, Frankenberry.
Frankenberry. There's no Tutti Frutti Mummy.
Yeah, Yummy Mummy, yeah.
Was it? Oh, it was Yummy
Chocolate,
Mummy?
That was my favorite.
Wait, season. It was Yummy Mummy? Yeah. Not Tutti Frutti Mummy?
No, it was just Yummy Mummy. Yeah. Remember that was back when they would have commercials for stuff? Like,
fuck yeah, they had all the monsters in those commercials.
But it would be
Blueberry was a big blue fucking guy. Yeah, he was awesome.
Yeah, but if a new one was coming out, they'd have a whole fucking series of commercials where you had to... And they would drag it out for like 6 months before they finally introduced like the new character. Like, they'd be like, someone's coming down the hallway. And they'd be like, well, see the next commercial to find out who's the new monster or whatever.
And you'd watch it, though.
Yeah, I know. But it would be something like G.I. Joe and shit. But like, it would take... whatever Lucky Charms would have a new marshmallow, it would be this whole storyline until like, they would tease it for like
a... The pot of gold was like the biggest deal. Remember that?
Yeah.
The pot of gold Lucky Charm?
There was
there's a shooting star or like or
something.
It was a shooting star. There was the pot of gold was a big deal. The horseshoe, that was a big deal. And then
I think those were all in there. There's
no, the pot of fucking gold, man. It had like six different colors.
I think the horseshoe was.
Maybe the horseshoe was, but then there was also like a shooting star that was like another big deal. Do you remember the on Nickelodeon like the Toys R Us like five minutes like shop to you drop kind of thing?
Oh yeah,
that you could win.
Yeah,
I remember like I must be half Jewish, because I remember being like 9, like, well, if I won that, I'd just get all like a million Nintendo systems and sell them. That was what I said to my parents. That's what I said. I'd get all the Nintendo systems.
Brandon, just have fun and grab some goddamn toys.
I must be part Jewish, man. It's ridiculous.
Just the good half.
No. I got a tiny.
Karen tells me that you're half Jewish.
Well, don't they say good half? Wait, don't they say Jews have big cocks?
I don't know.
Yeah, because I didn't get that either. I get all the bad parts of everything.
Yeah.
It sucks.
I guess so.
I have a genus and a gunt. I got a flat ass, too. I got no ass on me. It's just like, it's not chubby. It's just really non-existent.
It's like a muffin ass.
Is it a big deal?
Wonderful muffin ass.
Here, take a look. What do you think?
Get out of here. Ew! He just fucking pulled his ass out.
What do you think, buddy?
I'm not looking, you fucking weirdo.
What do you think?
Ew!
Oh, you got a great ass.
What a fucking creep.
Dude, I bet you
couldn't... Get in shape, you fucking asshole.
I bet you couldn't even fit your cock in there.
Probably couldn't.
It's super tight.
Jesus strap-on fit?
Yeah.
Queer.
I remember watching those. Do you think anybody ever won those Toys R Us things, or that was just like a bunch
of... Yeah, didn't they used to, like, they'd film them and show, like, highlights of them or something? And it was always, like, black kids, and they just grabbed the dumbest shit. They grabbed, like, football helmets. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? Get in the fucking Transformers aisle, shithead.
Bullshit. This game is garbage.
They're all Ninja Turtles and Dick Tracy toys.
I swear to God, I said that to my dad. I would just grab all the Nintendos and Segas and sell them to, like, Lester.
That's, like, not fun.
I know. What a fucking ass.
That's not funny.
Again, this is how I was as a child. I remember...
That's how you are as an adult. Asshole.
I used to love having, like, parties... For, like, my confirmation or my Boy Scout, but so I can get money. I just want to build up, like, a bank account. Like, this is what I would do.
That's weird.
Yeah. I'm telling you, man. Like,
you weren't a fun kid, huh?
Well, again, I didn't
have... In that kind of sense.
I didn't have any brothers.
You weren't a fantasy-prone kid, it doesn't seem like.
I was, honestly, but I didn't have any brothers or sisters. And where I lived, like, right there in transit, there wasn't, like, a neighborhood to hang out with people. Like,
you had a little park down there. You were like fucking 100
yards. Yeah, but I'm saying when you're like 5 or 6, my dad's like, I'm going to walk down the fucking Fireman's Park. It's like a mile away.
Oh. Is it really?
Well, half a mile. But I'm saying he's not going to let me walk down a busy street and then, well, he would send me to the corner store to get cigarettes and...
Diet Pepsi.
No, caffeine-free Diet Pepsi, a 3-liter of it for $1.99. Huh. And I'd take all the recyclable back.
Jesus. Well, that fucking started early.
This homeboy, Andy Bloomberg, who you don't even like remember.
I know him. I know Andy Bloomberg.
Yeah, but you said, like, you kind of don't remember who he is.
I remember he had 1950s kid hair.
Yeah, he kind of did. Curly. Good call. Now he's
I think Steve Hendel used to be friends with him. That's how I knew him.
Now he kind of looks like the Wolfman. I haven't seen him in, like, 8 years, but I'd assume he looks like a Wolfman with, like, a beard. I'm just guessing that.
Yeah.
If Jill or Jackie or anybody who listens to the show knows Andy Bloomberg, like, send us a picture.
Oh, yeah, Jill knew him, too. I think he came to one of the campfires or something.
Yeah, Andy would always come over. He was a cool dude, man. Like, but he was really into the Doors. And he was into, like, drugs and shit. But, like, we'd hang out because we were both, like, me and Pete Capone were both gay. But, like, me and him were, like, both only child. You know, well, I guess Pete was, too. So, but me...
Bloomberg, is he Jewish? It sounds Jewish.
You know what?
I don't
think so. But, I mean, because I don't know too many Jews in Buffalo.
Yeah, there's not that many.
But maybe, you know, you don't... Like, growing up, you're like... You don't see if you grew up out here, like, you know the difference because you see the Hasidics and all that shit. But, like, back there, like, you don't know if someone's Jewish or Catholic or like, what were you? You said Protestant or Baptist?
I was Baptist, yeah.
But, like, nobody would know that, like, unless you told them.
Yeah.
Or you saw them at church.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, so, like, if somebody was Jewish, like, you wouldn't even, especially, like, I bet right now, like, they would even look at me like, Jew, what is that? You know what I mean? Like, nobody in Buffalo knows a fucking Jew is, or like a Muslim. They think a Muslim's like...
Except for like just a racial epithet.
They think like a Muslim is like a fucking terrorist. That's it. Like, they don't realize it's like a religion.
Yeah.
You know, like a Jew. They're like, what? A Jew? I mean,
here?
Honestly, no. Am I wrong in saying that?
I don't know if it's that. I don't know if they're that fucking...
Okay, then I'll say to myself...
They're
like,
stupid, but...
I'm saying back home, like, okay, you knew like there's Jews and everything... But, like, I never really considered someone, you know, to be Jewish, or I didn't care either way. And now out here, like, I'd notice, like, you know, people I work with are Jews. I'm like, okay, well, they're off today because it's Yom Kippur.
Yeah.
You know, like, I wouldn't even thought that back home.
Yeah.
It just, there's
way... definitely not enough to warrant...
That's what I'm saying.
Enough people to have a noticeable absence.
Well, we're going to have, back home, we have Columbus Day off. They don't have that out here. They have Yom Kippur off. Like, yeah. Schools are off tomorrow because of a Jewish holiday. We had Columbus Day off. At least Columbus Day is a fucking American holiday, son.
Yeah.
Suck a dick, Jews. Just kidding. If you're a Jew and you listen, I'm sorry. This does not represent all of Looking Good Radio. Just Brandon's own opinion.
Yeah. Just 50%.
I apologize. And Luke's opinion doesn't matter anyways.
That's true.
I was thinking about this when folks and myself, I think that video is finally going to be finished this week.
Oh my God, it's not done with that fucking thing?
Well,
holy,
like,
shit.
His editing of it is going to be done.
Fucking Thriller didn't take this long.
Oh, wait till you see it, too. It's so fucking miserable. But But I'll promote it on the show because it's going to make me a star. The guy he made it for says it's going to have 1 million views in 3 months. So, and that's going to be in the club. So, it's the most unclubby song ever. At the park, you know, the one right here around the corner?
Yeah.
Okay, so when I used to walk to work, I'd always take that side street and go down there in case I had to take a piss or a poop or something. And the one time I go, and it's like a little rec center, like where I used to work.
Yeah.
And the bathrooms are on the outside, but you can also access them from inside. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like a double entry, and like your anus.
Oh.
And the one time I'm in there taking a shit, and I lock the door, and I hear like a, like someone like fucking with the door.
Yeah.
And I'm like, in here, and nothing. Some little kid comes underneath, crawls underneath the thing.
Oh, Jesus.
And he comes in as I'm taking a shit. I'm like, hey, buddy, I'm in here. Like, I don't know.
It's a private residence, man.
I don't do because now he can run out there and claim that I'm some kind of pervert or something.
I'm going to kick him in the face.
He can climb up. It was the handicap stall, too, so it was bigger.
Oh.
So he climbs
up. You do belong in there.
He basically, he climbs under and looks at me and climbs back out. And I'm like, oh, my God, is he going to tell someone?
Mister, yours is as big as mine.
Like, I'm like, you know, I'm like, is this kid going to say I flashed him or I did something creepy? So, like, I just flushed real quick and, like, ran the other way. Just because I didn't want to get in trouble for it. But what should I have gotten in trouble for? Nothing.
What are you going to say? You're sitting down taking a shit. You're not like, what's he possibly going to say?
I don't know why. I don't know anymore. With the way like parents are and like prosecutors are, man, it's...
I don't know. I think you got a pretty solid case there if you're fucking taking a dump and you crawl in a fucking stall.
I mean, why would he...
Ridiculous.
And the other one next to me was open, too.
Maybe by the way. He was a fucking retard.
Yeah, he could have. He could have been a dummy. But he still
maybe
did.
Maybe he had a poo fetish.
Well, he got a good dose that day because I was ripping fucking spark shits that day.
Jesus.
Malt liquor.
No wonder you're all fucked up.
Malt liquor shits.
No wonder you have shit attacks.
It was...
Figgy.
Sorry. I apologize. I'm sorry. Can I mention one more thing about Andy Bloomberg?
Yeah.
All right. So, remember the other day we were talking about Munchies and how it's like a shitty Gremlins?
Yeah.
Or like... If listeners, have you ever seen Munchies? It's like... They're kind of like Gremlins, right? Or like Ghoulies?
I can't remember. I haven't seen fucking.
They're like Munchies. They look like a Gremlin, but they're like a Ghoulie. Like they're like in the toilet. They did some kind of bullshit.
I can't remember.
Anyways, so the Munchies. Anyway, so Andy Bloomberg would have these parties, and we'd all go over like myself, Dave Anthony, Chico, and Chico was always like the biggest like fraidy cat. He would like cry and like run in the other room, and like a bunch of other dudes. Would just
How
like,
old were you when this happened?
Oh, like fourth, fifth grade.
Oh.
You know, like your kids having like a sleepover.
Was Chico in your grade?
Yeah, but he would like, he'd go to like the pew and then he'd like leave and he went to like St. Mary's.
Yeah.
His parents like sent him to St. Mary's and he did like shitty there because he was dealing drugs. So he came back to the pew and then went back. It was like he was one of those guys who kept switching back and forth.
Yeah.
But it wasn't between like two garbage schools. Like he'd go between like St. Mary's and like St. Joe. You know what I mean? Like he'd go between like good schools because the parents were paying for it.
Yeah.
So he wasn't like a dumb guy, but he just...
He was troubled.
I just think there's no supervision, because I remember going to his house, and he had like this over, you know, behind...
Yeah, behind McDonald's and shit. I mean, yeah. He's always at parties. I went to a couple parties at his house.
Yeah,
they were legendary. There's always a fight.
Because there was no parents there, and he just would like fight, like just I'd have like attention, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
I thought he had like brothers and sisters, but they were like way younger.
Yeah.
Maybe. And I just think I just left him alone.
Yeah.
So we go over to Andy Bloomberg's house for his birthday every year, and it'd be like a pool party. Remember fucking pool parties? And, okay, sorry, LA listeners, this was above ground pool, okay?
Yeah, like, not the same.
And, like, yeah, it was like 4 feet above ground, and you just, like, kind of swim around. And then you do, like, the whirlpool where everybody goes in the same direction to get it going. You've done it.
I did, like, by myself, me and my brother. I'm going to go to a pool party and be like, hey, man, make a love for.
Okay, we're in fourth or fifth grade. It's not like we're... We all brought our G.I. Joes, too, okay?
What the fuck are they doing there?
Well, because that's way more manly.
Only if you're reading the Playboy during it, then it was all
right. All right. Anyways, so his mom and dad would always play, like, some weird, scary movie with, like, tits in it. And, like, during the part where, like, a chick would, like, show her tits, she'd take a picture of all of us and, like, tell that she was going to show all of our parents.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I swear to God. I'm just thinking
that's
about
fucking weird.
And then, like, if somebody fell asleep, they'd put, like... his mom's bra on their face and take a picture of him. Like, when we're in, like, fifth grade.
What the fuck is that about?
Yeah, I swear to God.
That's like fucking weird shit.
This is some shit I just thought about like the other day, like, because like I was so nervous to fall asleep because I didn't want to be that guy. So like I just tried to like stay awake. You know, this is the days before like
oh, Teddy residue.
These are the days before like, you know, Red Bulls and things of that nature, and like I just would be like, oh, don't fall asleep, don't fall asleep. And I always sort of like have
that Jolt Cola fucker. Yeah, what did they have back
then? I don't think they supplied it to the
no, if you were a man, you went 12 year old fucking Dave Schaff had sleepovers, we get Jolt motherfucker and stay up all night. We were like thought we were badass.
Yeah, you guys were probably in 8th grade.
No, we weren't. I was like fucking like 9.
No.
Bitch.
No.
Bitch.
No. You guys were in 8th grade.
No, we weren't.
I
wasn't even, he was 3 years older than me. He was like fucking in like 10th grade when I was in 8th. I stopped hanging out with him in like 5th grade. Don't tell me about me and Dave Schaff, fucker.
And you guys get to Joel Cole and just make it nasty all night?
Yeah. We'd sit around and like swear. Just make up fucking dumb stories.
You tell your mom that like someone hacked in the computer systems at school.
Yeah. Oh, there was one. I thought I had another one. I had a story, I think. I was telling my mom. And I was thinking about it the other day. Or a while ago, and I was going to bring it up, but I think I forgot to mention it. I can't fucking remember. It was a good one. It was along those lines. It was something really stupid.
All right, now that I'm thinking about this, the whole Andy Bloomberg thing and his parents, that's kind of creepy, right? Like, his parents would be a part of this.
I thought it was Chico's parents.
Like, no, Andy Bloomberg.
Oh, like, yeah, that's very weird.
They put out, they make us watch a movie about, like, aliens, and the alien have, like, a blue dot on the back of their hand, okay? And Chico falls asleep, so they put a blue dot on the back of his hand, his parents do. And he wakes up and fucking freaks out during the movie and, like, runs home.
Faggot. The fuck? Who are you hanging out with? No one is so fucked up. It's a fucking dippy friend you had.
Well, I mean, the parents shouldn't be doing shit like that, man. Like, they must have just been bored. They must have been
bored. Fifth grade.
They had, like, a one child. They're just like, all right, we're just going to fuck with our child's friends. Or, like, they played, like, a Child's Play movie and, like, have a Chucky doll just hanging out, like, somewhere in their house.
I don't know. It was around Halloween or something, I guess. Maybe
it wasn't. Later, his birthday was right around mine. It was, like, June.
They're pranksters. The thing about taking the pictures with the titties, that's fucking weird, though.
Yeah, they did. That's fucking weird. They're like, oh, show all your parents. And we all got like, no, don't tell our parents.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. I don't think you do that now. Like, if we were like, say one of our friends had kids, the troll had a child, and like, we're watching him, like, we couldn't take a picture with the kid watching a titty movie.
Yeah.
Like, he'd fucking have us, like, fucking on trial for that.
Yeah.
You can't do that anymore. Like, there's just, there's no fun anymore. Like, that'd be fun.
Yeah.
I grew up with my dad.
It's not funny.
I remember growing up, like, in the summer, like, 5, 6 years old, when you're off of school, and my dad worked nights, and we had this really crappy yellow sleeper bed couch that he'd lay on, and I'd lay in between his legs. Like, he'd lay like this, and I'd be, like, behind his knees.
Didn't you have your own fucking bed?
No, just during the day watching TV.
Oh.
And
little flag.
Well, yeah. And I he'd fall asleep watching some fucking Cinemax, like, porno.
Oh, yeah.
And I'd be, like, 6, like, watching it, like, what is this? And I'm, like, closing my eyes and shit. Like, I was like,
oh, what a fucking dork.
Yeah.
I was reading fucking Playboys and shit already.
It's 6 years old.
I was 6, but, like, 7, 8.
I mean, know you're a super
hard. I was advanced, dude.
You're like a hard-ass dude. I understand. Like, you're reading Playboys at 5, but, like,
not
come on.
5.
I mean, Jesus Christ, man. Like, I fall asleep, but is a kindergartner, and my dad's watching a porno. It's not like
7 or 8, I was already looking at Playboys and shit. Not 5, but I still live in fucking Cheektowaga.
I was watching at 5, so I'm way tougher than you, bro.
Yeah, but I wasn't closing my eyes, you fucking faggot. I was like, well, I mean,
because my parents always told me, like, not to watch it. I'd, like, try to, like, peek out, and he was already
pussy.
He was passed out. You weren't 5 looking at tits, bro. Your mom's tits.
If I did, I would have been, like, sweet.
Would you have been, like, sweet? Would you really know? Like, yeah. I remember, here's a weird story. I remember my aunt used to watch me, and I can actually put together how old I was. I was 7 or 8, and I go stay with her, like, most of the time, because my mom was at work, and she didn't work, but my uncle worked, you know?
Yeah.
And she already had a kid who was young, and my cousin. I remember the one time I, like, looked through the, like, the keyhole is an old keyhole where you actually fit, like, a skeleton type key.
Oh, yeah.
And I, like, looked through and saw she was, like, butt naked in the shower. And her tits, like, big because she was, you know, she was pregnant. But I was like, ew, that's weird. What's with the stomach? You know what I mean? But I actually looked and, like, saw, like, everything that was going on through, like, an old skeleton keyhole.
You can fit your dick in it?
Well, now I could, but. Oh, you remember those? You ever have those at your house or no?
No. I think my... No, I never did.
Those old skeleton...
We had a brand new... I moved out of my older house in Chicago when I was 5, and we moved to a brand new house that was built, so... We had, like, modern shit.
Sorry.
Modern in 87.
Sorry, maybe. Aunt, whoever I'm talking about, and everybody else, Andy
Brandon,
Bloomberg.
Your mother's sister's got big tits.
No, she doesn't. That's the thing.
Oh,
like,
oh. They're just all full of life-giving milk. She was pregnant.
Yeah. That's it, though. I mean, that's my creepy stories with my aunt. I never, like, jerked off in the closet or something.
Yeah. I didn't jerk off until I was, like, 13.
What's that, 8th grade?
I think I was in 7th grade. 7th or 8th.
7th or 8th, yeah. I started jerking off right before I got one of my stupid foreign exchange students. And then he went around and told everybody that I jerked off. And I'm like, okay, man, thanks a lot, dude. Thanks. Thanks to everybody I jerk off. And they all made fun of me. I'm like, you guys probably do it too.
Yeah, no,
man, no, 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 no.
Everyone would jump on that bandwagon, but you knew everyone was fucking jerking off. It was like, shit.
It's up. Okay. And like,
that was a weird phase.
You're so like embarrassed about it, and then by the time you're like in 11th, 12th grade, you're like, dude, I jerked off to this fucking picture. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you're into it. Like, we talk about jerking off all the time. Like, it's not even like a big deal. Like, if we don't talk about it, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. You got any good jerking off stories lately? I splattered one last night.
I jerked off at work today.
Oh.
As usual.
No. On your phone?
No, I just brought my laptop in the bathroom and fucking beat it.
I've seen that bathroom where you just put it on top and you stand up?
Yeah, it's like a shelf, yeah. Standard. But I only do those when I'm like, I'm ready to fucking explode. And
you want some beverage, bro?
I'm done. I don't have anything. I'm out.
You want some Moscato?
Yeah. Is it all right?
Or do you want Smirnoff Ice?
No, I'll take the Jesse Moscato. No, I'm usually, if I'm doing it at work, I'm in bad fucking shape, and it's going to take me all of 2 minutes, and I'm fucking done. Like, yeah.
What? When was the last time you came?
I think yesterday. I think it was just one of those, it was one of those, like, I woke up with a piss heart on, or I had a sex dream or something.
Yeah.
And I just couldn't shake it. It was one of those.
Well, I've been waiting because...
Why do you put your fingers all over where I put my fucking lips, asshole? If you carry it like this, you're like, here you go.
Oh, go ahead. I wet my asshole, too.
Probably did.
I definitely did.
Oh, this is good, man.
So,
that's like apple cider.
No, because now, like, she's on birth control, so we have to, like, use condoms. Like, Luke found a humongous box of condoms.
Yeah.
Like, I can't come as it is, and now I have to use condoms. Like, it's even like, okay, lady, obviously, I'm just not going to come ever. So, like, I had to jerk off in the bathroom last night. And I had the iPod, and I'm just like, and it was like putty, but like I was ready to come, but it was like putty. You ever have one of those?
Oh.
You ever have one of those?
Yeah.
Well, it's not like super hard. I mean, you make me sound like a big piece of shit.
What do you mean putty?
Not putty. Like I'm not 100% hard.
Oh, I thought you meant it came out like putty.
No. Oh, when I'm pounding it, I'm ready to go. Like I feel like
Dirk Diggler. Come on, please.
I'm ready to go, but it's not like rock hard. It just kind of. You know.
It's your small dick. You're ready to shoot. Who's it going to be, Jack?
No? Okay. That was the answer. All right.
No, not really. I'm usually hard when I fucking, you know.
Well, all right. I guess I'm the penis.
But I can't, if I, unless I'm like perfect drunk, like perfect mix of everything, like rock hard, I can't, the second the condom touches my cock, my brain just shuts the fucking down. It won't even, I can't stay hard.
Mine didn't like.
I cannot do the fucking condom.
It didn't shut down. Like, I was trying, okay, it's cool. You know, and you get, like, the one was like the fire and ice or whatever, where it's supposed to be like warming and cooling and all kinds of bullshit. No, it doesn't work. It's just there, and you're just like, okay.
It's terrible.
It really was like just using like a dildo.
Yeah,
on a girl because like that's
only a very like you because got, I got ripped off because it was so little.
Oh yeah, it's like using a baby dildo. If a baby was to masturbate, she'd use the dildo that's the size of my penis.
It's like using a dildo, but it didn't put in the oven long enough, and it didn't like fucking wasn't hard.
Yeah, sort of like
yeah. So I got the plastic.
No, my shit gets hard. It's not big. I mean, what do you want me to do?
Yeah.
It's like as long as this phone case. Nah, it's thick though. I wish.
It's America. You don't have a big dick, then you're a fucking douchebag. What are you gonna do about it?
But, I'm sorry. Yeah, condoms are stupid.
They're fucking terrible.
Don't you wish you, like, grew up in, like, the 60s? Nah, maybe not, because they had, like, bushes and, like,
yeah.
The chicks were all kind of gross.
Doesn't matter. Every fucking girl I get is a goddamn bush on or anything.
I guess it doesn't matter.
Fucking A.
Come on.
I guess back then, at least there wasn't a ton of fatties because, like, everyone was sort of, like, healthier.
Yeah, people walked more, probably.
Yeah, well, they just didn't have as many options. Didn't have as many options to eat shit like we do.
Yeah.
You know, they didn't have all, like, the BKs and everything. Like, they go, like, once a month, that'd be, like, the big expenditure, like, you go to BK. Yeah. Not, like the fucking poor Mexicans who walk down there.
I went to BK today. Man, their fucking fries are
They get a whole bunch of new shit, huh? What'd you get?
BK fucking... Well, I just got standard two hamburgers and fries. Their fucking fries are the size of, like, your goddamn finger. They're fucking huge, man.
They have, like, steak fries now, huh?
Not... I mean, of fast food, yeah. The closest to it, they're fucking great.
Do you remember,
great.
Like... Because, well, I live closer to the BK, so I'd always go to BK and Arby's. Those are, like, my two places growing up.
Yeah.
Because I live right there. But, for a while, like, you know, when you're a kid, like, Chicken McNuggets are, like, awesome.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then BK had chicken finger type things that were sort of spicy.
Yeah.
Do you remember those? Like, they were kind of long. They weren't like kind a chicken of. Nugget. They were, like, long, like a fucking string cheese size.
No, not really.
And they were sort of spicy. Like, they had those, like, for, like, the first 11 years of my life. And then, when I was about 11 or 12, they decided to start this thing at Burger King where, like, they'd serve dinner. And yep. they bring it to you.
Yeah,
it and you had like a number so on the stupid. Table. And it would be like a hamburger and fries, but they'd like bring it to you.
Yeah.
That lasted all of like 2 months.
I remember
months.
That. Yeah, it was dumb.
I remember we went once. And my parents were like, what is this? You remember that Burger King on Transit? Remember they had like that floral arrangement in the middle and you'd sit around it?
On Transit?
Yeah, Transit and Broadway.
Yeah, the one with the Depew sign.
Yeah. Before the Depew sign was there and like, what was it, Donuts and Cream? The Burger King, on like where the like the side you'd sit on to like the right of when you'd walk in,
yeah.
they had like this fake floral arrangement, and there was like a bar around it.
I don't really remember.
And
that.
You'd like sit like sitting in a bar, but it'd be like a fake floral arrangement that you'd eat your food at. Or the Arby's across the street that had like that whole atrium in the front that was like all glass.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And you could like look at Broadway and handle like the fake fucking flowers and shit, and all like the lattice work. I wonder if they still have like that. Like it was like in between the tables of this Arby's was like lattice work, so you couldn't see the table next to you. You're like, it was some fancy ass place.
Yeah, I worked at Arby's for a little while.
You know, I was looking at my Yelp reviews the other day. I haven't owned one in like 3 years.
I'm talking to Chick off Yelp. I'm probably hanging out speaking.
There's six reviews for the Arby's in Mission Hills, and one of them is Luke, and one of them is mine. Without us knowing.
That one is. It wasn't in Mission Hills. It's in over by Culver City.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, okay.
I forgot to tell you.
So both of us at least have an Arby's review underneath our belt on Yelp.
I review
not fine dining, but like Arby's.
Oh, I always do that. I review everything. I reviewed a fucking liquor store at the corner.
Yeah, but that guy's awesome. So you wanna?
Yeah.
Give him some credit. I mean. So what's up with the Master Man? You weren't a big fan.
Oh,
huh?
Yeah, I forgot.
Let's hear about this because all you've talked about the past episodes. You want to go see it? You got to see it. Same room here, dude. If you saw it that way, you got to see it, dude.
Hey, I've been a fan of the guy for fucking 12 years. I've never, let alone not liked something, but walked out of it ever. I didn't even think that was fucking conceivable. But it's bad. There's this whole fucking trend of guys where all these dudes that they made it. The thing that made them great was that they were weird and off the wall and had a weird vision that was like new and like different. You know what I mean? And like then all their stuff stood out. And as the years have gone by, they're just, I don't know if it's they're running out of shit to do, but like that, now they just have so much fucking freedom and they've gone so far out there that like they're completely lost touch with like an audience. Like they're just like lost in their own fucking head and putting it on film. And we're just supposed to sit there and be like, what the fuck is this? Like. This is like not complete fucking nonsense now. Like you're not even making sense anymore.
Well, I don't understand what is so bad about it. And
you gotta see it.
You're not ruining anything for me, but like what?
There's no like. Number one, I just found the whole concept of it just not very interesting. I just didn't really care. It was like a Scientology thing, but it wasn't really like that interesting. It wasn't like
I listened back to, homeboy Jordan, who's on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And he was saying it was more like he thought it was picturesque, like it was artful the way it was filmed, and it was just more thematic than it was like plot driven.
Yeah, I guess, but it was way too much. It just lost me.
There's nothing going on. There's no plot.
There is, but it's very broad, and it's not fucking like there's no real progression. I was in it for like I think it's 2.5 hours. I left it about 1 hour and 15 minutes in. I'm like, I can't stand
this. Like, what is it? Just like the movie just going on about.
He's such a fucking like degenerate. Like, I hate Joaquin Phoenix anyways. Don't really like him. And they keep talking about like what a performance, but he really. It's not like a nuanced.
Isn't it Joaquin Phoenix?
Yeah, that's why I call him Joaquin because their fucking name is gay. It's fucking retarded. But, he just fucking runs around like a fucking like a retard. He just runs around like a fucking retard the whole movie. Like he's just like retarded, and he's just a fucking asshole.
Well,
he
explain,
sucks.
Explain. I don't understand. Like he's a retarded he's a, guy. Or?
No, yeah. He gets out of the war and he's all like PTSD'd up, and you can't like.
But back this is like World War II.
Yeah, right after he gets out of the war.
So like they're trying to add new concepts to old ideas. Like the whole like how guys are getting out now and they're all fucked up.
Well, yeah, I don't know if it's a new concept.
I know it's not a new concept, but we actually consider it now. Where back then, they're just like...
Oh, yeah, I guess. It's such a minor, like, it's... He just can't function society. All he does is just drink and get in fights and, like, try to fuck chicks and, like, just like, growl at people. It's just fucking... It was ridiculous. And
any then, hot like, chicks or no?
No. Yeah. No. None. And, like, then he's trying to, like, work this religion thing on it. I don't know. It was just meandering fucking nonsense. It didn't make any sense.
Well, maybe if you lasted through, maybe...
No, in 1 hour and 15 minutes, the fucking character had not progressed one iota. And I couldn't stand him just running around like a fucking idiot anymore. I'm like, it's boring. I'm bored, right? It's boring.
I'm saying you're going to talk to somebody, a million people, who probably tell you, oh, dude, you missed, like, the best part.
I was on fucking Rotten Tomatoes on the message board for 2 fucking days. The only person... out of like a 4-fucking-page thread that didn't like it, and I just hit everybody on there after me. I'm an idiot. I don't understand movies, and then don't go. I should go see. I should just go watch Transformers because I can't handle the fucking mess.
I'm sure it's not great, and I know you have your own taste for film, but like honestly, the only thing I'll agree with them on. Is like if you don't sit through the whole thing, then you really can't.
No,
you can't make a decision.
If
on
it's
it,
that
dude.
Far in, I'm more than halfway through, but, and it's still.
No, you
I
said
don't
no.
Care
you
about
said,
the
you
fucking
said,
guy. I don't care if by the end he turned into Superman and saved the whole fucking. I don't care anymore. It's already lost me. I don't give a shit what happens anymore. I'm just. It's at that point. It's wasting my fucking time completely. I've got better things to do. Like I don't give a fuck. And I know not that much more is gonna fucking happen. There's no way. There's no way, and it's just gonna. Even if it did, and it had the most amazing ending, the first 3 quarters of it sucks so fucking bad. Nothing's gonna save it for me. I'm still gonna fucking hate it no matter what.
I think that's why people are giving you shit. I don't know. I haven't seen it. I don't care.
I'm fine.
It's like tell me like okay. Here's a good example. Like last night's football game, you'd be like oh, the Seahawks look like the Super Bowl champions because they played so great, but you didn't see the second half. And the second half is all people are talking about right now.
Yeah, because like a really fucking bizarre, one of the worst fucking calls in like the history of NFL fucking happened. That's a little bit of a different story.
And by the way, a win is a win. I'll take it as a Seattle fan. Did you see it or no?
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty bad.
That's all I fucking heard about all
dude,
day.
Dude, they have not.
It's like fucking 9/11. Fucking
my thing is, you want to know why? You want to know why? It's not that big of a deal. The issue is...
I know, it's about the refs.
Is the refs.
Yeah.
And they're making this big a deal out of it just to get the refs back. And the truth is, they went to the NFL. I don't want to get into the whole sports thing, but they went to, like, you know, the owners of each team.
Like the boners.
And they said it'd be about 60 grand for what the refs want in terms of each team. They have to put up that amount of money to pay the ref salary for the year and, like, their... All the bullshit. Okay. 60 grand. That's it. Okay. The lowest paid player on an NFL team makes $550,000.
Yeah.
Okay. So the guy who has to regulate the game makes obviously considerably less than that.
Yeah.
Okay. And he's not getting hit anything. I understand that. But you're seeing what's happening with this. They are making this big of a deal. The media is making this big a deal just to get the refs back.
But this ain't the first. There's been quite a few of this season, hasn't there? Been all kinds of sketchy calls.
Oh, yeah. Like. This is the first time. Well, the Sunday night game and the Monday night game both were like, because on the Sunday night game, the Ravens, number one, like, they got a couple shitty calls down the field that shouldn't have been calls. And they kick a field goal, and the ball, like, here's the field goal post, right? And the ball goes like this. But it goes over the top of it.
Yeah.
So they call it a good field goal.
Over the top.
But it was easily not a field goal. So, like, they lost their mind on that. And everyone's like, oh, it's the worst call ever until Monday night.
Yeah.
You know? And I'll honestly, like, this is going to make a good movie, like, in the future. I kind of feel bad for these replacement guys because they're, like, high school, you know, like...
Somebody said that one of them, a couple of the guys were fired from the lingerie fucking league.
They weren't fired. They're just no lingerie league, so they're...
I heard that they were let go because they sucked or something. That's the sound of it. I don't know that's true.
No, no, because they can't be NCAA referees.
Yeah.
Okay, so they can't actually be college referees, which would have made... If you're a college referee, I'm sure you can handle the game just fine.
Yeah.
But you can't do that and then go back to college. So they had to be either high school, lingerie league, Canadian football, like, you know, all these stupid leagues.
Yeah.
Around the country. And so then bad calls are going to get made. They don't know the rules. You know what I mean? Yeah. The real referees, do they have to go through, like, training. Like a month's worth of training, like the Army Reserve. Right. Okay, of like new rules, this is going on, blah, blah, safety. These guys are just thrown in like, okay, make the call.
Yeah.
And this, we're talking about like the biggest, besides like the film industry, I guess, the biggest moneymaker in America is the National Football League, dude. Think about it. How many people watch like Monday Night Football?
Do you know what I'm saying? I don't know, but it's a fucking lot.
No, it's like 90, 100 million people watch. And when you have, like, these kind of calls...
Really? How many fucking
Again, that's worldwide. I don't know about America, but worldwide, that many people watch. You have these kind of calls that the whole next day people are challenging. You never had that before, right? You never heard about shit like this before.
Yeah.
You know, because they're real referees or whatever. And it could just be because they're replacing refs and people are just want to be upset about it. But the truth is, they're making shitty calls.
Yeah.
Everything about that play is bad. The offensive guy pushes off. He doesn't have the ball. I'm a Seattle fan. I'm like, dude, that's a push off. He doesn't have the ball. They call a touchdown. I'm like, okay. Look, if you watch the play.
I've seen it, yeah.
One referee says touchdown. The other one says no.
Yeah.
At the same time.
Yeah.
At the same time. I mean, you don't have that with regular referees.
Yeah.
You know? So these teams who make 60, 80, $200 million a year. Like, look at the Cowboys. They make $1 billion a year
yeah.
in sales, in selling their team, like, on national TV. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can't pay $60,000 to get actual referees back in the game.
Yeah.
You're seeing what's happening. You're going to lose a game. There's going to be a big deal made if this keeps going. I mean, already, this is a team, the Packers, that everyone's, you know, thought was, like, a Super Bowl team.
Yeah.
Now they lose to Seattle. Seattle's a shit team. They played okay. Whatever. I don't want to get a whole sports thing. But they might miss. They can maybe miss the playoffs now yeah. because of this. That's going to cost the team.
Playoffs.
It's going to cost the team money because of this decision.
Yeah.
It's just stupid that you just wouldn't do this. I mean, I don't understand like the thing.
Because they're just fucking, no one gives a shit. Corporations, they just don't fucking care. They'll cut corner. It's like that in every business in America now. It's a fucking joke. No, they'll do whatever the fuck they can to save money, no matter how much problems it ends up causing in the long run, costing more money. It's just fucking some...
I'm
just tired of society.
Speaking of corporations and work, so on Monday, Scott told us about how so many people are using their phones at the desk, and that shouldn't be happening. And people are, you know, wearing jeans and this and that. And you're not. You wear your dress code, so I'll give you credit for that. And so John's like, after the meeting, JNBWIS, he stops and he's like, Brandon, can you do me a favor? He eats a Nutri-Green bar. Can you maybe tell Luke, like, you know, pick it up a little bit on the phone? I'm like, what do you mean, John? What's going on? What did he do wrong now? Well, no, it's just, he picks up the phone. Pins, can I help you? And I go, okay. Well, he goes, well, can he needs to say his name. I know who he is, but other customers.
I say, good morning, Pins, can I help you?
He says,
you hear me answer the phone all day.
I know. And he says, well, can you say his name? Because I don't want to have to be the guy to give him grief. Because I'll just say, like, Luke, if you don't answer the phone the right way, then look for another job. That's what he tells me.
Oh, my God. What a fucking asshole.
That's what he tells me. I'm like, so just say your name, I guess. I don't know.
Fucking douche.
Just for me?
Fuck him. I thought you meant that I was on my cell phone.
That, both of those. Like, no more cell phones at the desk.
It's so fucking slow on Saturday. What do they give a shit? So I'm not even on my phone that much.
So walk away from the desk and just send a text, dude.
That's too fucking hard.
I know. I'm just saying. Just do that, please.
Fucking please. You know, it's fucking pain in the ass.
I know.
I understand it was Friday night and we're slammed, but it's like really... why don't we even look at our cameras? Right.
What would you rather do? Walk away from the desk and answer your cell phone, or say, good morning, this is Luke, how can I help you? Which one are you going to do here? You got to give me one or the other.
Oh, my God. I guess I'd rather answer the phone.
All
right. I'm going to say it's Lou, though, just to be a fuck.
All right, fine. As long as you say something.
Fuck that faggot. I'm the fucking nicest guy on that fucking phone. Dude, I help everybody
I'm
else.
Saying this is all I had to hear at the meeting, and it wasn't like, hey, Luke's the biggest
piece
of shit.
I know, I'm not blaming you.
Like
I'm just saying, the stuff that you get
I
get
because if I'm watching you on your phone, or I'm watching you answer the phone, they're watching the tapes, and they're going to say, Brandon, why don't you say something about it?
Get a faggot to find something better to fucking do than watch people work. I'm the fucking easiest shit in a week.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Fuck him. I know you're just saying. I'm not yelling at you. I'm just fucking annoyed. This is a constant fucking... They're just always busting your fucking balls. Like, shut up. Fuck
well,
off.
Yeah, it's like working for the fucking Connors, dude.
I'm always there. I'm always at the fucking desk. You know what I mean? It's like, fucking leave me alone, for Christ's sakes. Forget my fucking back. I'm making $9.50 an hour, you faggot. You never gave me a fucking raise in 2 years.
The best thing
fucking
is...
fucking prick. Now, suck my cock.
No, honestly, the best thing is that John's telling me this when we're walking in the office. I'm like... Yeah, but he answers the phone, he's at the desk, and Ruby walks in and hears what's going on. She goes, John, I don't know what you're talking about. Luke is like the best worker we have.
Fuck yeah, Ruby.
And she said that, right, John? John's like, what? And she goes, he always helps me out and get shoes, and like, he does all this stuff for me. And John's like, okay, like he didn't know what to say.
Nice.
Because Ruby is like sticking
Ruby
up for you.
Ruby fucking rules.
That was nice of her, I thought.
It was. She always tells me that. She's the only one that ever told me I did fucking come
here. I do, I try.
No one you ever did, asshole. Sorry, I fever.
I mean,
you got a 50-cent raise. You know you buy a 50-cent, you can't even buy 75 cents. Where was it? It was dead. Yeah, you know what? Your boss told me I did a good job. More than you ever told me, asshole.
Speaking of John Travolta, no, I won't go into that again. But
yeah, I'm gonna make that the intro for. I haven't cut the last one yet, but the intro is gonna. I worked my hand a long time and you hit it.
Are you gonna use that picture?
I think I'm just gonna.
I sent you a picture.
For the entire description of the episode, I think I'm just gonna write John Travolta.
Like that Barbra Streisand song?
Yeah.
You ever hear that stupid song?
Mm-mm. Well, like Barbra Streisand.
Boo.
Yep.
You ever see, like, these guys, there's fucking asshole outside. Well, you always say the guy's alarm goes off on that BMW.
That fucking, yeah. That's the guy upstairs?
Yeah.
That fucking thing goes off. It goes off all weekend. Jesus.
I see this guy the other day. He's got a brand new M5. BMW, which is like an $80,000 car. He like stripped it down, put that like matte black shit on it so it's not shiny anymore. Mm. Okay, it looks like the Batmobile. And he put all these like mufflers and bullshit on it. It sounds like a motorcycle. I'm like, why would you buy a luxury car?
Ew,
and make it, and it like when he pulled away,
some Armenian.
He pulled away, I'm like, what are you, a Jetson? Like that sucks. Why would you spend that much money on a luxury vehicle to make it sound that way?
Because you're a fucking asshole.
It just you ever see that, though? You ever see these guys? They buy these fucking cars, and they have to, like, they got one up the guy next to them. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Like the dude next, the guy, their neighbor, has the same fine car, and maybe he gets, like, his windows tinted. So this dickhead has to, like, put the whole car in matte black and have, like, huge racing stripes on it. Six fucking huge mufflers in the back that, like, have fire when it turns on. It's like, dude, come on, man. You know, like, I would die to have a 1996 BMW. You have a brand new 2013 M5 and you're putting this shit on it. It's buy an old one. Buy an old one. Like, why buy a brand new car and fuck
people
with
are
it?
Fucking weird. I'm telling you.
I don't get it.
I just
I don't
give up. I can't fucking take it anymore.
I mean, are you that bored? And this guy, I mean, if you see this house I'm talking about, dude, it's right by, like, that park I'm talking that I walk by where I take a shit and the kid comes underneath the thing and looks at me taking a shit. It's this brand new house that they built. And they have, like, three of these cars.
Yeah.
And all of them have all the shit on it.
Yeah.
They gotta be Armenians or something. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, it's always some weird fucking minority that pulls around the shit.
But, like, just drive a brand new car, man. You don't have to do all this crap to it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I can understand if you
it's
have,
like... It's like when he gives the wheel to end a Gran Torino, as long as you don't take it and chop it up and put one of those gook spoilers on it.
Exactly. Yes, exactly. That's exactly what I'm talking about. Like, because you just want the car to be, like, what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you have a 94 Civic and it's a piece of garbage, and you want to throw, like, shitty hubcaps on it and, like, a stupid, like, Nike symbol sticker on the back. And by the way, why would you have a Nike symbol on your car? I've seen that back in Buffalo. Dudes who have, like, Ford Ranger trucks have, like, a Nike symbol on the back of it. Like, are you sponsored by Nike? You know what I mean? Yeah. They have nothing to do with cars. Nike has never had anything to do with cars. I can understand, like, an engine. Like, if you have a Hemi or some shit, you have that on, like, your car. Or, like, that stupid Calvin pissing on, like, a Dodge logo. Those
fucking era.
Those stupid things. But a Nike symbol? Nike symbol! I'm going to get a huge Reebok symbol on the back of my fucking car. Because it's so awesome. It is so annoying. It makes no sense to me.
You know what I don't see out here that much that you do in Buffalo is like somebody getting
Nike symbols on the back of the car?
Some like personalized like decals in the back of the window like stay off my ass or you'll be grass underneath it or something. Like they always get some dumb thing fucking put on it.
And
they don't do that much out here.
You are 1,000,000% wrong because you know what they have out here? They have the decals on the back of the car that have a picture of mom, dad, three kids,
what?
A cat. Oh, bullshit. Start looking. Looking like the back of an SUV.
What, Victory and Van Nuys?
No, on fucking Corpse Harris' car. She had one of those. And it would be whoever, like, members of their family and whatever pets they have. It'd be like a picture. So, like, Corpse Hair had, like, mom and dad, and it was, like, stick figures. Next to it, like, the two kids, and then, like, a couple cats, a couple dogs, a horse.
No, I'm talking about something that goes in, like, your whole back window. That, like, your whole back window of your car.
This fucking thing took up almost her whole back window.
I never fucking saw that.
Start looking, dog.
I don't know.
Go to Victor and Van Nuys.
Well, there's a lot more people out here, so, like, there's a trillion more cars, so it's hard to notice, like, one trend.
That's a Mexican thing, dude, too. Is like, you look at any, either you're in a shitty SUV, like a 1996 Explorer.
Yeah.
Or, like, some type of minivan. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it'll be on the back of it. I'm sure little Hugo has it on the back of his. Like mom, dad, and like three kids and six dogs and whatever kind of bullshit. Ugh.
You know what the devil drives?
No, Luke, what does the devil drive?
A cine van. All right, I think we should end the show. I'm tired.
Wow.
So went on an item.
All right, do you want the song of the week? Or?
No, you can have it. I didn't think of it. We don't have to have one. We're going to go out. No one listens to it anyways.
I was going to have this. I'm feeling this. Blink 182.
Oh, yeah. I like that song.
All right. You good with that one?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right.
I'm not feeling this radio show.
I'm sorry. I mean, it was a Brandon heavy show. I apologize, guys.
It's fine. Okay. Sometimes you eat the bar. Sometimes the bar eats you.
All right. So enjoy some Blink 182. Yeah. One of our weirdest picks. But
enjoy it. Yes, I have some.
and as always, fuck your faces.
Yeah.
The past and remember a smile. of you. For sure this time, smile fades in the summer. Raise your hand in mine, I'll leave when I wanna. For sure this time, smile fades in the summer. Raise your hand in mine, I'll leave when I wanna. For sure this time, smile fades in the summer. Summer, raise your hand in mine. I'll leave when I wanna.